Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. On our way to the conversation, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's national foreclosure settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. There is an exhibit opening up at Edina Pratt Library Central Branch. It's open daily until August 31st. For the past 35 years, BUILD, the Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, have organized for change on front stoops, in living rooms, churches, classrooms, in our political halls of power in Annapolis and here in the city. And this exhibit documents the achievements of BUILD. And we are joined by Tara Hiltner, who is the BUILD historian. And I'm sorry, is it Ojeda or Ojeda?
You have it. It's Ojeda.
Ojeda. Make sure I had it right. Ojeda Hall, who is lead organizer for BUILD, Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development. Ojeda and Tara, welcome. Good to have you both with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's talk about this history of BUILD. Let's do it this way. First, Ojeda, tell us from the heart and the mind, what is BUILD? For Baltimoreans who really don't know where it is anymore.
You know, BUILD really picks up on the dynamic legacy of the civil rights movement and the leadership of Reverend Vernon Dobson and Marion Bascom and Wendell Phillips and Monsignor Claire O'Dwyer, who were really looking for a way to sustain long-term community-based change through citizens' involvement and citizens' power. And so we've been able to do that really effectively for the last 35 years, over 25 different issue areas, from redlining to rat eradication to fair auto insurance, and even more recently, and many of you know, just the dynamic collaboration around bringing $1.1 billion into Baltimore City for public schools renovation and new schools in Baltimore. It's just an exciting way to seek citizens involved, engaged, and changing their communities themselves.
Tara, tell us about what this means historically, and what does it mean you're the historian of BUILD? What did you do to get that title?
Asked a lot of questions. I was a librarian with Baltimore City Schools, organizing with BUILD as a leader, and just doing a block on a state cut, and I had so many questions as to where BUILD started and how it began, and it led to a position where I was going to continue an oral history project started by Marion Orr in the late 90s, and the interviews were housed in Crownsville, and I was going down there and reading these interviews where Reverend Dobson talks about Martin Luther King like it's his friend, and I'm like, I can't believe these documents are sitting in Crownsville in the Department of Housing. And this project began, and Pratt gave us the amazing opportunity to have our celebration there for our 35th anniversary and have the exhibit open on their second floor.
So, and this exhibit, tell us a bit about this exhibit, and I really want people to come down there. Talk to us about this exhibit and what people will see. First, Tara, and then Ojeda.
The exhibit highlights our democratic engagement within Baltimore City and even at the state level. It shows our nine biggest campaigns within Baltimore, from the living wage to the school construction campaign today. And it has a bit of the oral history project in it, where I've pulled quotes from our key leaders, both clergy and lay leaders, teachers, entrepreneurs, corporate leaders, just to showcase what we have done.
And Janice, talk about why this is. You think this is important for folks to come see? What are they going to walk away with?
Number one, I think they'll see that BUILD has a real track record of success. I mean, what a wonderful history of delivering for children and for families and for communities. And I really should say doing it with children and families and communities. They're going to see the dynamic work of leaders connected with congregations like Zion Baptist Church and St. Matthew's Roman Catholic Church and Koinonia Baptist Church and Child First. They're going to see really their own living legends and legends who have passed on, and how they really stepped up in dynamic ways. They didn't wait for people to act. I mean, they acted themselves. So they're going to see a wonderful history, and I hope they're going to feel challenged to an even more wonderful future, realizing that if we organize, if we come together as a city, even as a region, that the possibilities for Baltimore are endless. Better schools in Baltimore, and even beyond, more recreational opportunities, a fairer economy, the ability to develop leadership, not necessarily grounded in do you have PhDs or fancy degrees, but are you the local leader that people listen to and respect? And you can be developed into the citywide leader that people listen to and respect. And I think people will be excited to see that.
So, folks, it's called Learning, Listening, Leading, Builds 35 Years of Organizing in Baltimore City. It's open now at the Enoch Pratt Free Library Central Branch. And it's open every day while they're open until August 31st, celebrating for the past 35 years, Build, Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, organizing change from our front stoops to our living rooms, our churches, our classrooms, the steps of City Hall, the steps of Annapolis and Power. The exhibit shows the achievements of Build and features all the leaders who have made it possible. And you are among the leaders, those of you who have made this happen. And between now and August, we will bring Ojeda Hall, lead organizer for Build, and Terry Hiltner, Build historian, back along with the folks who were with Build in the beginning to talk about that history and create a dialogue between Build and the younger organizers today so we can continue fighting for change. And I, for one, want to applaud the work of Build and the work they've done for our community and with our community. And you can come this Sunday, by the way, and join me at the Cathedral of Incarnation on Charles Street at call 410-464-6194.
A Build member,
yes. Yes, a Build member. Exactly, and we're honoring Reverend Vernon Dobson and his widow that day. So join me. I'll be emceeing. That's part of all the celebration as well, but remember our struggle for a better community.
And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you both.
Yes, thank you.
Ojeda Hall and Terry Hiltner, see the exhibit and join us on Sunday. That's it for the Mark Steiner Show today. I want to thank you all for joining us. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Gunnery, and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Lila Warshaw. Theme music that you're listening to now, produced by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, find out about our guests and the work they do, attach their articles in the exhibits, please visit us at steinershow.org. And you can also listen and download all of our podcasts at iTunes. So check that out. Republic Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Stay tuned now. Michelle Martin and Tom Moore is coming right up. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.